Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Reuven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. As usual, we want to speak about two subjects. The first subject I want to speak about this week is the Iranian deal that went through this week, the taking of the sailors, U.S. sailors as hostages, just the whole mess, because there are new developments and the implications of this whole messy situation. And then I want to speak about the latest in our campaign for Ted Cruz. We've started a group called New Yorkers for Ted Cruz. I think we did a video that I think is pretty persuasive. And we want to discuss that with you as well. But let's start off with Iran. Now, JTFers, veteran JTFers, are already familiar with the situation and what an existential threat, a threat to the very survival of the state of Israel, that a nuclear Iran poses. If, God forbid, Iran gets nuclear weapons, it is a threat to the very survival of Israel, and it will set off an arms race, which already has started among Muslim nations, to also get nuclear weapons in response to Iran becoming nuclearized, meaning Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Iraq, all of those countries will also seek nuclear weapons. It's an unmitigated nightmare for the state of Israel, for the United States, and for the world. And this horrific Iran deal, which we've been warning about the situation in Iran for over 20 years now, is because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and successive Israeli prime ministers have been too cowardly to militarily destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, and because successive American presidents have been too cowardly to do it. You already know all of that. You know what our position is on that issue. But this week, it finally went through, this weekend, in fact, last night, it finally went through President Obama, and the policies of Hillary Clinton and John Kerry were finally implemented, and Iran will now be receiving $150 billion in assets to help them in their quest to build nuclear bombs. And it's only days after the Iranians seized two U.S. ships, two tiny U.S. ships in the Persian Gulf, and took 10 American sailors hostage and publicly humiliated them in front of the whole world, making them bow down and put their hands on their heads and put film of it laughing at them on Iranian Nazi television. And after this horrific incident, the Secretary of State, John Kerry and Obama, thanked the Iranians for releasing the sailors who should never have been taken hostage, certainly should never have been publicly humiliated like that, thanked them for humiliating American sailors. And four other Americans who were also being held hostage completely unjustly, that's just a pure act of terrorism. Holding these four Americans hostage all of this time was another example of Iranian Muslim terrorism. And these four other Americans who were being held already for quite a while in Iran as hostages were released in exchange for 21 Muslim terrorists being released. Seven Muslim terrorists that were in American prisons and 14 that were about to be prosecuted. And what type of terrorism? We're talking about assisting Iran in developing nuclear bombs. They were here to assist Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, the worst type of terrorism that you could possibly have. All 21 of these terrorists were released in exchange for four American hostages who were unjustly being held. And you had the 10 American sailors being humiliated and captured like this, humiliated in front of the whole world, and the Iranians laughing at them on Iranian television, and the whole world seeing this incredible humiliation. And after this, Obama and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry are giving Iran, and Hillary Clinton supports it, and she was the one who started these negotiations when she was Secretary of State during the first 4 years of the Obama administration. So Obama, Clinton, and Kerry are now giving Iran a $150 billion reward for doing this, enabling them to go and build nuclear bombs. Hollywood could not produce something so absurd, so utterly unbelievable as this storyline. And Bibi Netanyahu issues a statement saying We're going to watch. We know Iran is still pursuing nuclear bombs. We know they're not following the agreement. They're violating the agreement already, and they're still pursuing nuclear bombs, which of course is true. And we're not going to allow them. We're going to watch over them. We're not going to allow them to build nuclear bombs. Oh, come on. What a bluff. Now he's saying that and still sitting back and watching as they're on the verge of building the nuclear bombs and getting all the sanctions lifted and getting everything they want with the nuclear bombs, and he's still sitting, that coward is still sitting there and doing nothing while the people of Israel face what he himself again said today. Today he again said that this is an existential threat to Israel. This threatens Israel's very existence. He again said so, and that's true. So what is he doing about it? He's making more bluffs. He's issuing more bluffs like he's been doing for the past 20 years. Making speeches and issuing bluffs. This is why. This is why we have to get so involved in the presidential campaign in the United States. We shouldn't have to. Israel should take care of this problem by herself. By the way, Netanyahu again said today that Israel is militarily capable still of destroying Iran's nuclear bomb-making program if need be. And that is true also. That's something we've also been telling you that everybody else says, no, no. Netanyahu again repeated that, and it is true. If Israel wanted to, Israel could still destroy Iran, enough of Iran's nuclear bomb-making program to set them back for years in building those nuclear bombs. But Netanyahu, being a coward, being a Galut Jew, a Jew with a Galut mentality, a ghetto mentality, an exile mentality, will never do anything to defy Obama or any other American president, even if the survival of 6 million Israeli Jews hangs in the balance. He would not offend the Pharaoh, his leader, his boss, Barack Hussein Obama, would never offend him, even if it involves endangering the very lives, as he is doing, as Netanyahu is doing with his inaction, endangering the very lives of 6 million Israeli Jews. What a disgrace. What an unbelievable disgrace. And I'm not allowed to step foot into Israel, even though everything that's been happening is exactly what I've been saying would happen for more than 2 decades. And I'm not even allowed to set foot in Israel. Look at the generation we live in. Look at the situation we live in. Well, because of that, of course, we're very involved in the presidential campaign, as you, our veteran JTFers, know by now. And 2 weeks from now, we're going to have the Iowa caucuses on February 1st. Unless the Mashiach comes first. If the Messiah comes first, we wouldn't have the Iowa caucuses. God willing, it should only happen. But if that doesn't happen, we're going to have the caucuses in Iowa on February 1st, 2 weeks from now. And Ted Cruz, we hope and pray that he wins those caucuses, because I think that's the only thing that's going to give him a real shot at defeating Donald Trump, because otherwise I think Donald Trump, God forbid, will become unstoppable, and it'll just be a catastrophe for America, and really a catastrophe for Israel, because Donald Trump will not stop Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. He's just as bad on that as Hillary Clinton. There's no difference. On Israel, he is as bad as Hillary Clinton. Anyway, so we've started a new group now called New Yorkers for Ted Cruz. Why do we start New Yorkers for Ted Cruz? Of course, not all JTFers are New Yorkers. We have people in JTF from around the world. We have a Hebrew movement, an Israeli movement, of course. And even in the United States, of course, as you know, from our forum and from our main page, you could see that we have people from many other states around the United States. But we started New Yorkers, those of us that are from New York, we started New Yorkers for Ted Cruz because of the debate that they had this past week. In the debate that they had, Ted Cruz said appropriately that Donald Trump represents New York values, meaning left-wing Manhattan values, supporting gay marriage and supporting partial birth abortion, which Donald Trump supports, and supporting all these left-wing programs. And Donald Trump, till he was in his 60s, gave money, gave millions of dollars to the Clintons, to Andrew Cuomo, to Harry Reid, to Nancy Pelosi, to Schmuck Schumer. He gave money to all of these people. He always supported all these left-wing politicians his whole life. He himself was a leftist, and he himself said, as we mentioned in a video that we put out earlier today, a video that I urge you to see, he himself said that because he's from New York, he's open to gay marriage and supports the gays and supports the so-called gays, supports the homosexuals, and supports supports partial birth abortion even. He supports all of these left-wing causes because he's from New York. He said, I'm not from Iowa, I'm from New York. So Cruz himself, not Cruz himself, but Trump himself, raised the fact, the issue that he's from New York, and because he's from New York, this is what he stands for. So Trump, demagogically in the debate, because Cruz brought this up, demagogically, Trump said, how dare you insult New York values? Do you know what New York did on 9/11? Yeah. Cruz, as if Cruz was trying to demean or say something bad about the heroes of 9/11. I mean, come on, this is so phony and so demagogic and so typical of this disgusting individual, Donald Trump. Everything, every word out of his mouth is phony, it's a lie. It's all an appeal to raw emotion and illogical, irrational thinking. His supporters are completely irrational and illogical. Low information, uneducated voters, most of them. I mean, it's just absolutely pathetic. So we formed a group called New Yorkers for Ted Cruz. I urge you to go to the video. I think it's a clever video. I think it's a great idea. And we're going to defend Ted Cruz as New Yorkers. If this continues to be an issue, we're going to say, hey, as New Yorkers, we agree with what Ted Cruz is saying. New York is left-wing. That's what Ted Cruz was pointing out. And we as New Yorkers know that New York City was destroyed by left-wing politicians and left-wing media personalities like Donald Trump, like Hillary Clinton, like Bill de Blasio, like Andrew Cuomo. You know, look at the people ganging up and on Ted Cruz and attacking Ted Cruz over this. Donald Trump, together with Bill de Blasio, Andrew Cuomo, Schmuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, they're all ganging up on Ted Cruz. I mean, come on. This is unbelievable. Trump is a leftist and a phony and an egomaniac, and he has to be stopped. We're going to try our best. I don't know if we can stop him. If, God forbid, he gets the nomination, which there's a reasonable chance he will. I mean, he may win, God forbid, but he may. If he gets the nomination, then it's Trump versus Hillary, and then we're out. I mean, that door is closed to us in terms of us having the potential to save the world from a nuclear Iran and to save the world from other tragedies if someone like Trump got the nomination, God forbid. On the other hand, Cruz would finally be a candidate that we could actually enthusiastically support, because he really would be better. And that's the and you know, we've always had to support the lesser of the evils every 4 years. This is the first time when we have a candidate who's not the lesser of the evils, who's actually a pretty good candidate. He's certainly not a Kahanist. He's not what we want. He doesn't go as far as we would go, but he on balance is more positive than negative, is better, is more good than bad, and that is super rare in politics today. So this is a historic opportunity for us. So let's hope we can influence things. We're going to try to influence things for the better. We'll do our best. We've got to do four things. We need to work together as a team and do four things. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for our success in what we're doing, and please pray for Ted Cruz to succeed. There's a debate coming up on January 28th, right before the Iowa caucuses. Let's pray that Ted Cruz wins that debate. Let's pray that Ted Cruz succeeds in what he's doing before then, and that he wins the Iowa caucuses and goes on to succeed. We've got to pray for that. We've got to pray for, of course, also, we have to pray for Israel and for the future of the Jewish people and for the future of righteous Gentiles. Our prayer should be for all good people to prevail against evil people. But please say a special prayer for us, because we're trying very hard now. After 3 years of pushing Ted Cruz, it's coming to a head now, and we're trying very hard now to make a difference, because remember, we supported him since 2013. We were probably the first group that really endorsed him, way before anybody else. 2013, our first video comes out on YouTube. We were endorsing him. Nobody else supported him then. Nobody. He didn't even decide to run yet. We were supporting him. We said announcing Jews for Cruz. So we've tried for a long time. We've been pushing the notion of him running for president for a long time, because he really would be, God willing, much better for America, for Israel, for the world. So please pray for us. Pray for this success. That's number one. Number two, help us push those videos. That video, New Yorkers for Cruz, please push that video, New Yorkers for Ted Cruz. That's a really, I think it's a great video. I think it's interesting, and I think we put together logical arguments. So please promote that video everywhere and promote all of our Hebrew and English videos. That's the second thing. Prayer, promoting our videos. Third thing, of course, become active on our main pages. If you speak Hebrew, on hayamin.org. Hayamin.org. Hayamin.org if you speak Hebrew. If you don't speak Hebrew, if you only understand English, become active on the English page, jtf.org, where the great Shlomo is doing great articles all the time. Daily, I mean, great stuff all the time. You will learn a lot. You go there every day, you will always learn a lot from the great news articles that Shlomo puts up there. I guarantee you, you'll learn something all the time there. That's the third thing. And the fourth thing, of course, we need your support financially. The stronger we are, I mean, oh, what we could do. If only we had the support we need. Oh, what we could do. We need your support because we want to wake the people of Israel up. Right now, because it's 2 weeks before the election in Iowa, critical time, I'm pretty much almost only emphasizing this week the issue of Iran and the issue of how it relates to the election. But you know that we have a very active campaign to help the heroic Jews in Judea and Samaria who are being persecuted unjustly by the Israeli government, being accused of things that they never did, being tortured, terrible things that are happening. And you know that we act in many ways as their voice and we help them. So we need your help on all of these fronts. Very, very important. So financially, if you help us out financially, it makes us stronger. It enables us to reach more people. It enables us to do more. The stronger we are, the better it is for the cause of Israel, for the cause of the Jewish people, and for righteous causes everywhere. It's just better to have JTF as strong as possible because we are a voice of truth. In fact, for the Jews in America, I think sometimes we're the only voice of truth, unfortunately, tragically. So checks, money orders, cash donations sent to the post office box, it makes a big difference. It's a great mitzvah. It's a blessed deed. It makes a big difference. And if you don't want to, God bless you, the great JTFers that have been helping us. And those of you who prefer, for convenience sake, to do it online with your credit card through PayPal, you can go to our PayPal account. It's on our Hebrew website, hayamin.org. You go to hayamin.org. On top, in English, there's a donate button. You click on the donate button a couple of minutes. You can very conveniently, through PayPal, contribute to our cause. Together, we have a tough fight ahead of us. The next 2 weeks are going to be very important. Help us. I hope you've been watching. We've been putting out daily videos. Have you watched the daily videos? You see it on our forum. You see it on our main page. You see it on our Facebook page. Daily videos we've been putting out to try to influence the campaign. We've also put up dozens and dozens of articles. I mean, huge numbers of articles about all types of subjects. Israel, what's happening in Israel in addition to the political campaign. Get involved. Follow what we're doing. Help us promote the videos. Watch the videos yourself because you also want to be well informed. Spread the word. Help us financially. And we need your prayers. Together, if we fight as a team, maybe God willing, we can make a difference. Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. May God have mercy. May God have mercy on us. This is a tough generation, a stubborn generation. But we have to try to do our best to raise people's awareness, to wake people up, and to make this a better world. Until next week, Shalom.